Hello and welcome to our latest Audio Boom. I'm Rachel and I'm joined here today with our Senior Campaigns Officer, Helen.
Hello.
And we're going to go through some of the questions that people have been submitting to us through social media about our Talking Buses campaign. The campaign is calling for all new buses to be installed with audiovisual next and final stop announcements on board. And we've been receiving quite a few questions through over the last few weeks from people, and we'll just go through a few of those questions now and Helen will answer them. So the first question we've got is from Audio Transfer on Twitter, who's asked, why don't bus drivers help blind passengers find a seat? We need a campaign. A similar question was also asked by Wolf Simpson on Facebook, who was talking about an experience he'd also had helping a blind passenger on board a bus. I was asking similarly about accessible timetables and bus stops and about parking close to the curb and things that bus drivers could also be doing. Helen.
So I think that these are things that we frequently hear blind and partially sighted people get in touch with us about. And as an organisation, it's something that we have been trying to overcome through working with bus companies to ensure that their bus drivers get appropriate training so that they're able to confidently and appropriately support blind and partially sighted passengers. The RNIB also do a lot of work to try and train up bus drivers as well. And I know that they've got a campaign to encourage bus drivers to stop whenever they see somebody blind or partially sighted waiting at a bus stop as well, because I know that's another issue that's being spoken about. So across the sector, it's definitely kind of, we're having lots of conversations with bus companies about it. We've also been speaking to the government about it. There was some EU regulations that came in, which would mean that bus drivers had to have disability training, and the government decided not to introduce that at this stage. And so we're trying to encourage that regulation to be introduced, which would mean that that training that we're doing on a bit more of an ad hoc basis at the moment would happen for all bus drivers.
That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So the next question we've got is from Josh Burns on Facebook, and he's asked, when will we have them in Newcastle?
So when we have talking buses in Newcastle,
yes.
Well, I suppose that's up to the local bus companies at this stage. I don't know any specific timeframes for Newcastle, so I suggest, Josh, that you write to your local bus company and ask them just that question. You can also find out where in the country we've got talking buses through a map on our website, so www.guidedogs.org.uk/talking-buses, and so that map's got locations of all talking buses on it. And if you do see that map and you know there are talking buses in any places we don't have an icon yet, please let us know so that we can let other people living in your area know as well.
Yes, that map's really, really interesting and has been getting quite a few comments as well, so it's really worth looking at. Marilyn Peck on Facebook has asked why bus companies don't already install this.
That's a very good question. We would like to know as well, because we think that there's really good benefits to all customers, not just blind and partially sighted customers, but we hear from children, young people that it's really useful, people that go to city that they don't know, tourists, other people with other types of disabilities as well. So we think that there are loads of benefits to having AV on board. There's reasons that bus companies tell us, including the cost, but we think that the cost isn't that big. If they're buying a brand new bus, it's only 1% of that cost, and we really think there are huge benefits to be had to bus companies because it benefits all of their customers.
Exactly. Kim on Facebook has asked, what about when the driver has turned the facility of the talking buses off?
Oh, we hear about this from time to time, and it's really frustrating where people have worked a campaign to get talking bus technology on board buses. I would say, again, this is something to do with bus driver training, so hopefully if those EU regulations come in, it will help to overcome it. But please, if you see that happening, get in touch with your local bus company, and if they won't do anything, then maybe your council might be able to help as well, or your MP, because if they've got that technology, we really need to be making sure that it's being made use of.
Yeah, definitely. And just something else that's just generally been talked about recently on our social channels has been about smartphone apps. There's been a lot of talk of some bus companies introducing smartphone apps and seeing them as a solution to talking buses.
Yeah.
I wondered if maybe you want to share a few of our thoughts on smartphone apps.
Definitely. I think that there's lots of exciting technology that smartphones can do these days. And for some people, apps which allow them to kind of know where they are in their journey and travel with a bit more confidence are absolutely superb. However, I think that my concern is that we did a survey last year and we found that not all blind or partially sighted people have got smartphones. And so if we don't have the audiovisual technology and you're relying on people to have smartphones, again, it means that some people really can't kind of get out and about. So smartphones definitely have a place and it's fantastic where that development's happening. But all new buses need to have audiovisual technology to make sure that everyone's on an equal footing. And just to say once again, you know, it's not just blind or partially sighted people that benefit from this technology, it is everyone. So we think that that's why it's the best solution.
Absolutely. So what can people do to help with the campaign?
Well, so we're currently campaigning to try and influence the big five bus companies who run 67% of services in England and Wales. And so we want them to take make sure that they have AV on all of their new buses. So you can join the 5,500 people that have already signed the petition and signed that on our website. Or you can go out and download some paper copies and get other people signing it too. Like, we had a fantastic campaigner, Tony, who came into the office last week, and amazingly he had got 816 signatures.
That's
can
incredible.
You beat Tony? Please go out there. The more signatures we can get, the more we can tell bus companies what an important issue it is. And after the election, we'll have some exciting new other actions as well for you to be getting in touch with your MPs as well.
That's something to be looking forward to. The link to download that petition or sign that petition is available in the description of this audio boom. Thank you, Helen. That's been really fascinating to hear a bit more about talking buses.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. We'll speak to you again soon.
Bye. Bye.